Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. We'll listen to music for chorus and orchestra on this program. Most of the hour will be taken by the oratorio based on stories from the Bible by Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel. In the last part of the program, we'll hear Ode à la jeune fille by Suzanne Joly. Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel wrote the Oratorium nach Bildern der Bibel in November 1831 at the age of 26. We can assume it was performed at one of the Mendelssohn family concerts, the musical Sundays which were the cultural meeting place of Berlin in the 1820s and 30s. At these concerts, one could meet Heine, Robert and Clara Schumann, Hegel and Schleiermacher, Meyerbeer and Liszt, Paganini, Spohr, Jenny Lind, and Alexander von Humboldt, who had set up his observatory in the Mendelssohn's large garden. Fanny founded her own large choir, which held weekly rehearsals. It was at the Sunday concerts that many compositions first became known, works by Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, Handel, and Gluck. In 1833, Fanny conducted Gluck's Orpheus, and in 1834, his Epigenia auf Tauris. However, the oratorio did not become published until after 1982, when Elke Masha Blankenberg, a choral director interested in unearthing and performing works by female composers, went to the Mendelssohn Archive in Berlin, looked at the original manuscript, which is not a clean copy and is sketchy in parts, and reconstructed the score. The oratorio begins with an introduction in G minor, and in the course of the piece runs through the whole tonal range of related consecutive fifths up to the crowning final chord in C major, which is a stunning effect, I think. Hensel arranged the words of the oratorio from the Old Testament. I'm going to give you an idea of what it's about, thanks to the translating help of UT Professor of German Robert Molenauer. The text begins by saying that the Lord is angry with his people because of their sinfulness, and he is going to destroy them. But the people anguish, beg for mercy, plead, and eventually they are informed that God will protect them. His truth will be a shield for them, and yet strengthen those who must die. In their joy, all the people are called upon to praise the Lord with cymbals and drums, harps, trombones, and flutes, and with dancing. To make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's a quick synopsis. I'll read a translation of some of the verses. The oratorio opens, after the introduction, with an alto recitative. Hearken, all who are alive at this time. God the Almighty pronounces to the world from the rising to the setting sun. He calls to heaven and earth that he will judge his people. Then an arioso for the bass, the voice of God. I have raised the children up, saved them, and they have fallen away from me. I will cast them away like dust before the wind, that they may follow their fathers and never again see the light. It goes on for a while, and then we have a soprano recitative. His truth is protection and shield, and admonishes the brave to strengthen those who will die. And then the chorus sings, they are gone, withered like the grass, like the flower, like the scattered chaff. Then we are told that the Lord is merciful and full of grace, and death will no longer prevail. God sings, those whom I love I punish and chastise, so do now your penance. God proclaims that he will spare his people, but reminds them he is a loving and a punishing God. Soprano, the Lord God is close to all who call upon him, who seriously call upon him, so they should prostrate themselves before the mighty hand of God, that they be raised up in his time. Bass, be consoled, my people, thus speaks your God. See, I come soon with my reward. Yes, I will come soon. Ja, ich komme bald. Chorus, sing to God, praise the Lord, make way to him who comes softly. His name is Lord. Take joy in him. Rejoice with drums, all ye people, and praise the Lord with your joyous sounding. Now we'll hear Isabel Lippitz, soprano, Anne-Marie Fischer-Kunz, alto, Hitoshi Hatano, tenor, Thomas Tomaschke, bass, and the choir and orchestra of the Kölner Korende, directed by Elke Masha Blankenberg, in Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel's Oratorium nach Bildern der Bibel.